cloud computing may be the latest super hyped concept in IT, but it truly is experiencing phenomenal growth. By 2012, nearly half of all x86 server workloads will be running on virtual machines. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Steve Stark, the Vice President for Technical Sales and Services with the PC Connection family of companies. Steve joins us today to discuss why businesses should be looking seriously at cloud computing, how they can transition to fully virtualized environments and private clouds, and the many benefits of moving in that direction. And Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Really glad to be here.
So virtualization, cloud computing certainly have become high priorities for a lot of CIOs this year. What I want to hear from you, Steve, is where are we going in the future, the remainder of this year and beyond, your anticipation in terms of growth of virtualization, and maybe also tack on what do you think really is driving this heightened awareness right now?
Great. Well, I think cloud computing certainly is. And if you look at some of the stuff that's out in the market right now regarding cloud computing, there's a lot of hype around it. As a matter of fact, Gartner has it at the top of their hype cycle. What that means, though, is what is it? What is cloud computing? What do we sell? And it's not just a product. But the first step to that really is virtualization. And if you look at virtualization and what's happening with that, there are some significant gains that companies can achieve through virtualizing, which really not only saves them from a cost and a operating cost and a capital cost standpoint, but really positions them well for cloud computing. So I really do see virtualization exploding. And great example of that is servers right now. I think about 12% of the servers that are out there are virtualized. By the end of 2010, they expect it to be about 28, and that will continue to grow through 2012 to about 48%. So it really is taking off.
Absolutely, it is. Well, let's do this. You mentioned that there's a lot of hype out there. Cut through it for me. Define, in your view, PC Connection's view, what is cloud computing? What does it really encompass?
Well, it's probably not that easy, but what it really boils down to is at some point in the future, you will receive your applications or the things that run your business, much like a utility. So in the winter, you don't really call up the electrical company and say, hey, I'm going to use more electricity, so turn it up. You just kind of use it and you get billed for it. What's ultimately going to happen with cloud computing is if I need an application, if I need to ramp it up at the busy season, all I'm going to do is just do it, and then I'm going to get charged for it. And the great thing about that is you don't have to own the equipment necessarily. Somebody's going to, but there are some economies of scale. So if you look at somebody like Google who is starting to deploy some cloud computing applications as well as Amazon or Microsoft, they have much better buying power than most of our customers do. So our customers are going to be able to leverage that and really get to the point where IT is the business as opposed to running around trying to make sure that the infrastructure isn't falling apart.
You brought up the idea of ramping up when you need a service, scaling back down when the business goes through a slower cycle. That's agility. And business agility is something, it's a term that we hear a lot out there. And business agility really does depend on IT agility, what you can do with the technology. Let's talk specifically and hear from you how virtualization really supports IT agility.
Well, and that's another great point. So there are a lot of efficiencies to be gained by virtualizing right now. As I mentioned, you can reduce your capital costs because you're not buying as much equipment. You can certainly reduce your operating costs. The fewer servers you have in a data center, the less power you're going to consume and the less cooling that you're going to need. And really what it does, though, is set you up so that you can deploy things that you need. So we talked about applications being deployed as you need them. Imagine being able to take an application that will have an impact on your business right now and deploy it today. I literally have somebody I know that started a company and within 6 hours had a website up, had email up, had everything they needed to run the business up and running, but it was all virtualized. Now, if they had done that the traditional way and deployed, gone out, purchased the equipment, then put the software on, then got it all running and up and running so that it was working together, that could have taken 2, 3, 4 weeks to do. So it's that agility as a company that allows you to be a much better competitor where IT becomes the business as opposed to kind of supporting the business. So I really see there's some huge reasons to get into virtualization right now, but the really big one is that you're going to be able to do things that you can't do right now very quickly. You're going to be able to adapt very quickly. And that's what's kind of cool about it.
And I think the recession accelerated the idea of business and IT coming together, and business really looking to IT as a maybe an equal partner and as a not just a supporting player and cast member, but really an organization that the business side had to be in lockstep with to make sure that the business as a whole was going to be able to move forward. You mentioned already some of the numbers and percentages of servers that are virtualized and will be in the coming years. There are already benefits that companies are getting from virtualization. What I want to hear from you is top two or three benefits that you typically hear from the companies that you're talking to in the field.
Sure. Well, first of all, we talked a little bit about that agility, and while that's not top of mind, and I'll get to the top of mind ones, that really is, IT is looking a lot more strategically than they have in the past. And if you look at CIOs in general, I think there was an interesting, somebody made an interesting anecdotal comment the other day. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 80% of your CIOs had some type of advanced technical degree. And what's happening now is you're seeing 70 to 80% of your CIOs having an advanced business degree. And so IT is becoming much more important to the business. And that's not just things like reducing costs. So we've touched a little bit on the cost savings. And there are some significant ones. Great example is a customer that we've worked with that went from 81 servers down to 7 by virtualizing. And in the process of doing that, reduced their footprint in the data center so they didn't have to lease as much space, and cut by four-fifths the amount they were paying to power and cool that data center. So, I mean, just in that regard, it was a boon to the business because now the CIO can take that money that was budgeted for the IT organization that typically goes to maintaining the infrastructure and really start applying it to applications and IT infrastructure that moves the business forward. And so it does start lining up with the business needs. So a lot of businesses are brick and mortar and have certainly gotten out on the web, but there's a lot of things that can still be done, particularly around information management and really extracting information out of data. Imagine being able to take that 70% of your budget that used to go to maintaining the existing equipment and really apply that to some new application that allows you to get better information out of your data. That's really the benefits, and people are seeing that right now.
It sounds like then cost reduction, really, that is the most top of mind and probably then one of the biggest driving factors leading companies to start their virtualization project?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a, I hate to use the phrase no-brainer, but it really is. You can go in, you can have an immediate impact, make yourself more agile, and really, from a strategic standpoint, as a CIO, set your organization up to be able to take advantage of the things that are happening 2, 3, 4 years out. I mean, we're not at utility computing yet, and it's going to be a while before we get there, but there are a lot of things that you can do now. And once portability from a virtual machine comes into play, and by that I mean taking your virtual machine and being able to move it from one platform to another, so VMware and Citrix, and there's a lot of platforms that are out there. Right now you can't move them around, but once that happens, then you're going to be able to start taking advantage of some of the other efficiencies that are out there. But right now, the key thing is huge cost savings right out of the gate.
Steve Stark joining me today, the Vice President of Technical Sales and Services with the PC Connection family of companies. Steve, on an earlier episode of Connection Point, talked to an IT director. It was a case study, and he was saying that his team, technically, they were doing a virtualization project. One of the aspects here was putting in a SAN, and it was the first time some of his team members had ever seen and started working on a SAN. One of the reason I bring that up is I know that a lot of folks see virtualization as something very new to the skill set within their IT shop. They see it as complex. They're concerned that they don't have what's needed to get moving forward. I can only assume you've run into many of those individuals. How do you respond to them when they're saying, this is really complex? How is our company actually going to get started with this?
Well, and that's where a partner like PC Connection comes in. And you're absolutely right. I can honestly say I've not heard from any organization that they've added additional people to the IT organization. For the most part, it's been pretty stable. And you're also right that it is much more complex. And where IT used to be very siloed, very product segment focused, you know, somebody was focused on the networking, somebody was focused on the data center, the servers and the storage, it really is starting to mesh together. And we have a lot of expertise here at PC Connection that will help our customers, and we've done it with a number of customers, go out, number one, assess, and that's part of our model, assess, design, implement, manage. Assess where you are. In order to get to where you want to go, you have to know where you are. Design a plan and design what you want to do and start implementing it and then manage it. So we have the expertise to help out, and we're very willing to do that.
Some of the advice I've heard from others is you do things like you really try and look at a way to simplify your data center. And then after you do that in a virtualization, so you kind of bite things off in little chunks, starting in the data center. Now I'm hearing and seeing more companies move towards VDI, virtual desktop infrastructure. And that has to do with simplifying desktop management. What would kind of be the next step there internally for an organization?
Well, I think VDI is still very much leading edge. A lot of great technology out there, but it hasn't been fully implemented. So I really think that is kind of that next frontier. And not only does it make it a little bit easier on the organization, but it's a lot more secure as well. And so I do think security is going to get to the point where it's very ubiquitous. It's kind of interesting. If I look at my children and the way they interact with friends on Facebook and all those other social sites, very little regard for security. So it has to be built in. And I do think that's going to be an important component as we move forward. So even with virtualizing and even with getting some efficiencies out of what we're doing and cost savings, security is something that needs to be certainly looked at.
So simplifying that data center, virtualizing those servers, again, lots of growth now, big push through 2012, as we mentioned in our open. After that, we're going to probably then see that bigger push, that next level, the VDI, the desktop. Give me an example. What do we see 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, just for our long-term planners that are listening so they know kind of where this thing is going and what they're going to be in store for?
Well, I certainly see that utility computing coming. Right now, most clouds are pretty private. There's some hybrids out there, and some people, the smaller organizations, have deployed public clouds. I do see a lot of that moving eventually to the public cloud, and by that I mean somebody that's hosting the application and really managing the data and owning it. At some point, though, the way handhelds are and the way we are as a mobile society, you're going to be able to do a ton of things through your PDA, through your phone PDA. And that's really, I think, the next frontier as far as cloud computing goes. Being able to access your applications, your information, all the stuff that's important to you from an organizational standpoint, all through that device that you have with you all the time. I mean, let's face it, we all carry them around and we all have them 24/7. So that there is going to be a point where you're going to be able to do what you need to do remotely, and boy, then the boundaries really break down.
Steve, you mentioned working with a partner, working with PC Connection. You can do assessments, you can design, help companies design and then implement their virtualization solutions. What can you offer to our listeners as a final thought here on how they can be approaching this move towards virtualization? What can they do? Do they need to have certain conversations? Do they need to enlist champions within the organization to move this forward? What's a good tip or two for them?
Well, I think certainly reaching out and talking to some of the subject matter experts that are out there, and we certainly do believe we have a number of them. But I think that's the thing. A lot of people have been doing the same thing for a while, and as I mentioned, very product segment focused. And cloud computing isn't a product segment. It's not something that you can just quickly buy and put in place and you're up and running. So really collecting information and taking advantage of people that are living and breathing it right now, I think is one of the best things that anybody can do. And, you know, there's a lot of information on the web, but once again, it's free, so it's as good as it's the cost of it. So there are people that can help out, and I think reaching out and having those conversations is a great way to start that out. And that doesn't mean that you're committing to going and doing it, but at least get the information, assess where you're at, assess where cloud computing is, and then start making your decisions.
Hey, Steve, really appreciate the conversation today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And a big thank you to all of you that tuned in to listen. If you are interested in learning more about how to transition to a fully virtualized environment, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises, their team has the technical expertise, the professional services, and the extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organizations. Contact your account manager to learn more about engaging the support of their on-staff experts when planning your next IT project. Their team of experts can help you with the assessment, planning, design, and implementation of your software IT projects. You can learn more over at govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hillier. Thanks again for joining us today.